So, good morning, Siddhartha. I'm happy to welcome you here in Auroville Radio.
Thank you.
And before to start to speak about what you do, I would like to know a little bit about you.
Well, as you said, my name is Siddhartha. I live at on the outskirts of Bangalore in a village called in a village where we have our ashram. The ashram is called Fireflies Ashram. And I have been living there for the last 14 years. And basically, the ashram is a place where we have three goals: the personal, the social, and the ecological. Of course, all three are interconnected. And we think that unless you find personal understanding and personal deepening, unless you are compassionate, and unless you are also concerned with the planet, the ecological dimension, all these three dimensions together are necessary to be fully human. So in recent years, I have been concerned a lot with issues related to climate change, and that has been a preoccupation. We have been working also in the area of food security, because with every 1 degree rise in temperature, there will be possibly a 10% shortfall in food production. So we have been involved with food security, mainly with millets, which grows in the rain-fed areas, dryland agriculture. We have also been concerned with spirituality which we call secular spirituality, which is not necessarily connected with religion. But we have also been open to religion, because religion is a reality. And so we integrate the religious dimension and the secular spiritual dimension, integrated with this ecological search in the context of the climate crisis.
Mm. And can you tell us what is the purpose? Is there any purpose of your visit to Auroville? Do you know already Auroville?
I have been to Auroville several times before. I think the last visit was probably 5 or 6 years ago. And I know Auroville, somewhat at least. I've always been impressed by all the different creative processes here at Auroville. And whether it's in alternative agriculture, whether it's in forestry, whether it's in appropriate technology, education, I think Auroville is doing very interesting kind of work. And this time I'm here at Auroville partly because we want to explore the possibility of having an event that we call Dialogues in Humanity. We have this event in Bangalore for the last several years, and this is part of an international movement which is headquartered in Lyon in France. The initiative started there. And again, the dimension of the personal, the social, and the ecological is very much present in the dialogues at Lyon every year in the month of July, in a wonderful park called the Parc de Tête d'Or. There are thousands of people who come to participate in the events of Dialogues in Humanity. And each year in the month of February, at our own ashram in Bangalore, Fireflies Ashram, we host the Dialogues in Humanity. And again, each year the theme is related to ecology. That has been our concern. And we are hoping that we can have discussions here at Auroville with friends to see if the dialogues can be launched in a small way. And so that is really primarily the purpose of my visit here.
Yes. Thank you. By the way, you are making a talk on tomorrow, on Thursday.
Yes, yes.
Thursday evening at au Pavillon Thiers-Bétain.
Yeah.
At 7 or 8 o'clock?
Yes, I think it's at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, yeah. Right. And can you say what you will be the topic of your talk?
Well, the topic of my talk is called is food security in the context of climate crisis. And I will be mainly focusing on millets, because that is the campaign that we have been involved in for several years now. As you know, much of India is dry and is dependent on rain for any kind of agriculture. 65% of the agricultural surface is what we call rain-fed agriculture, and only about 30% has irrigation, and it's in this 30% that rice and wheat are grown, whereas in 65% it's mainly rain-fed crops, and among the rain-fed crops, millets are very important. So we are trying to promote millets. We have advocacy campaigns. We are interacting with the governments to see that the governments take the production of millets more seriously. In the state of Karnataka, we succeeded in convincing the government to introduce millets in the public distribution system. So, you know, that is a major success. So about 3 million farmers will benefit from this, because government will start buying millets from these farmers to provide them in the public distribution system, which, as you know, is, you know, the majority of the poor in India get about 30 kilos of rice and wheat through the fair price shops, which is part of the public distribution system.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is the main focus
of
the talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And with also some sharing with
some
the people,
sharing on that.
Question.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. So you will stay for a few days, and then, of course,
I think you
go back, yeah. And you'd be probably very happy if some Aurovillian will come in February
for the. Yes, we'd be very happy. Well, there's always been a connection with Auroville in the February dialogues. We have always had a connection. We have had many friends from Auroville coming to Firefly's ashram. And you yourself have come last year.
Yes.
So it'll be a pleasure to have more friends from Auroville. It'll also be an occasion when these friends come to see how the dialogues can start here in Auroville.
Yes. So, thank you, Siddhartha.
Thank you.
And have a nice day here
thank you very much.
For those next days.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Siddhartha.